Imam Ahmad Ridha, guiding souls with wisdom's grace, guiding souls with wisdom's grace. A grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace, a grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Life of the Grand Reviver And as you know in this program of ours we are discussing the honorable and blessed life of the reviver of the last century, Al-Mujaddid Al-A'zam, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And in this episode, inshallah, we will be discussing the teachers of Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Alayhi Rahma went on to become a grand and great scholar of Islam, a Mujaddid. But who were his teachers? Who were those blessed personalities who taught him right from the beginning? Inshallah, we'll gain an understanding in relation to that. But before we go into the teachers of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, we'll be discussing the two brothers of Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Ali Rahma, who helped him enormously in his life. All of his achievements, all of his efforts, that were made in the way of religion, in the way of Islam, they were, you could say, due to his younger brothers granting him that ease, granting him that space, that time to go ahead and serve the deen without any worry whatsoever. So they took care of his ma'ash, his familial life, his the affairs at home, etc., as we will hear. So as we said, we will hear about the brothers of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. One of the brothers, who is famous for being a poet, a great poet in fact, who praised the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He has many kalams that are recited even today by Naat Khan. His name is Mawlana Hassan Raza Khan Alayhi Rahma. Mawlana Hassan Raza Khan Alayhi Rahma was born on the 4th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1276 Hijri. He studied the sacred sciences, Ulum Islamiyah, from his honorable father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, Rahmatullahi Alayh. And also, he was a student of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma as well, meaning his own brother. His passion, without a doubt, was in regard to writing poetry. And in this regard, he wrote so many kalams praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he has a book, which is published even today, known as Zawqe Naat. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma himself praises his brother Maulana Hassan Raza Khan Ali Rahma, and especially his poetry, when he said once that qasdan, iradatan, meaning intentionally, I only listen to two poets. And he would listen to other kalams as well throughout his life, no doubt. But his first choice were these two personalities that I'm about to mention. First, then he would listen to them. The first was Maulana Hassan Raza Khan Alayhi Rahma, meaning his own brother. And secondly, Maulana Kifayatullah Kafi Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. This shows that Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma had great love for the poetry of his brother. Remember, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma was a shakhsiyat, a personality who would guide others in this regard. And he would say to them, do not make mistakes when composing poetry. Remember, praising the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you have to maintain that balance. But if you were to praise the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the extent that you attribute Godship to him, then that would be shirk and kufr. And if you were to fall short in this regard or say anything which is disrespectful in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then again you would fall into into disbelief, into disrespect, blasphemy. So Allah Azza Ali Rahma was very selective in who he listened to. And he said that I listened to my brother Mawlana Hassan Raza Khan Ali Rahma and Mawlana Kifayatullah Kafi. And the reason why, because he knew these shu'ara, these two poets, wouldn't make mistakes in their kalam, like many other people. Even today, people write poetry in praise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they're not qualified. They don't know what they can write, what they can't write, and they end up making many blunders, many mistakes. And then the ulama pull them up on this and say to them, why did you write this shi'r, this particular stanza, this couplet? You must do ruju', you must do tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, when writing poetry, you should back that up with immense knowledge of the religion. Otherwise, there's every chance that we could fall into error. Now, Mawlana Hassan Raza Khan alayhi rahmah, he played a key part in the success of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi. Now, Ala Hazrat had many lands. He owned land. And anyone who's got land knows how difficult it is to keep up to date with the land, with the expenditure. Obviously, you have to give ushur on it, and so many things related to land. If Allah has spent all his time dealing with that, it would have taken a very lengthy period of time. But Mawlana Hassan Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who is the younger brother, Allah Hazrat is the elder brother, he would take care of all of this. Household affairs, things to do with the land, trade, etc. And he would ask the honorable wife of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh. Obviously, all of this is within parda, behind a veil. He would ask, what do you need for the house? What saman, what provisions? And he would go and get them. So in this regard, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma was completely independent, meaning he was farighul bal. He had no worry and concern regarding this. Otherwise, we live in this world. We have our own houses. We have bills to pay. We have expenses. We have shopping to do. This errand, that errand, consumes a lot of time. And many a times, because of these activities, we're not able to focus on our goals. And if Allah Ta'ala blesses someone, then yes, he can gain that istiqamah, that consistency. But we do see that a person can very easily be overwhelmed by these affairs. But the brother of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, Mawlana Hassan Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, he ensured that Ala Hazrat didn't have anything to worry about in this matter. Let's listen to another example. The two daughters of Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, it was time for their rukhsati, when they are given away to the in-laws, meaning the nikah had already taken place. They were about to leave the home. And Mawlana Hassan Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh came to Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah and said, Huzur, the in-laws are asking about a date. When will the rukhsati take place? Mawlana Hassan Raza Khan Ali Rahmah expressed his desire. He said, I would like for both your daughters to leave on the same day. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah said that getting one daughter married off is not a small matter. It's not a small affair. You need a lot of provisions. So many arrangements have to be made. And you've come to me asking me for a date, and not only regarding one daughter, but two daughters. Mawlana Hassan Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ali replied, why don't you ask your family, meaning your honorable wife, his sister-in-law, Mawlana Hassan Raza's sister-in-law, ask her where have things reached in terms of arrangements, provisions, saman, etc. So Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma came home, he asked his wife, and she said that everything has been arranged, the jahaz as well, and even the food for the barat, the family who will come to take away the daughter, the in-laws, etc. Only the date remains, meaning appointing a date. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, when he heard this, he was very jubilant, he was very happy. And he began to cry, began to shed tears, and he said, Hassan Mia, this is how he referred to his brother. He would say, Hassan Mia, you have made me completely independent from all these worldly worries, all these worldly concerns. It's my daughter's rukhsati, two of my daughters. I'm their father. And I'm not even aware of what's going on or where things have reached. And you have not even put me in this predicament of even thinking about these things, you know, pondering about these things. This is how much ease you've created for me in my life. Allahu Akbar. In relation to the food, the jahaz, none of this. Meaning I have not had to worry about any of this. And then he says, this work of deen that I am carrying out. Listen to this jumla. Allah says, this work of deen that I'm carrying out, and we know the amount of work that Allah would carry out, subhanAllah. He says that one time I'm receiving 500 questions, fatawa, from all over. And Allah Azad Ali Rahman, subhanAllah, gives this glad tiding to his brother, and he says, all of this work that I'm doing, you will also partake in the reward. You will also be given a reward for this as well. Why? Because you have freed me up to do all of this work. I haven't had to worry about anything. Allahu Akbar. Upon this, Mawlana Hasan Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he also began to cry. And when, after a short while, there was silence prevailed, then a date was appointed for the Rukhsati as well. So just ponder for a moment, dear viewers of Madini Channel. The Mawlana Hasan Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ali was active in serving the deen himself. We touched upon his book, Zawqinat. He would write, he was a full-time poet. He wrote a few other books as well. He would serve the deen in his own capacity, but yet he's taking care of all the familial matters of Allah Hazrat Alayhi Rahmatul Rahman. And Allah Hazrat comforts him, gives him the glad tidings and says, don't worry. This is not going to waste all of this reward that I am attaining because you have freed me up. You will also gain a reward in that as well. You will also gain a share in that as well. And this is beautifully explained in one hadith as well, in Tirmidhi Sharif, where a person came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and he complained in a sense. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this brother of mine is always busy in seeking knowledge, sacred knowledge. He doesn't do anything at home. And I'm responsible for providing, from earning, all of that responsibility is on my shoulders. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, it may be the case that you are being given rizq due to him. Allahu Akbar Kabira. He is engaged in study of the deen, studying the sacred sciences, knowledge of Islam. And it may be due to his blessings, he's a talibul ilm, that Allah Ta'ala is granting you rizq and sufficient rizq as well. Look at the reply of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And here Mawlana Hasan Raza Khan Ali Rahma, he is knowledgeable, he's a scholar himself. No doubt he must have thought of this hadith as well. It may be the case that because of Allah Hazrat's ilmi, maqam, his works, his masrufiyat, his engagements in serving the religion of Islam, it's because of this that we are being provided rizq by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Allahu Akbar. And this happens. Allah Ta'ala, at times he places the love of those who serve the deen in the hearts of people. And people become close to them. People want to serve them because they know how much work they are doing for the deen. And no doubt, Mawlana Hasan Raza Khan Ali Rahma also had this love in his heart for his brother. He knew how much work of deen he was doing, not only to benefit the people in his time, but even centuries later. Alhamdulillah, over 100 years have passed, and today we're still reading Fatawa Razaviyya Sharif. We're still reading the poetry of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. Far and wide his works have spread, subhanAllah. And as Ala Hazrat said, that Mawlana Hasan Raza Khan Ali Rahma will gain a share of that reward as well. Some books that Mawlana Hasan Raza Khan wrote himself, Aina-e Qiyamat. This is a brief book, an authentic book on the accounts of Karbala, the incident of Karbala, the tragedy of Karbala. And it's very authentic. Ulama use it even today. Zawqinat, we touched upon his poetic collection, poetry. He wrote Qasaid, he wrote Manaqib. And whoever listens to these, subhanAllah, these kalams written by Mawlana Hasan Raza Khan Ali Rahma, they increase in their love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the Sahaba, the Ahlul Bayt, the Awliya, the Sulaha, subhanAllah. So this was a brief look at the life of Mawlana Hasan Raza Khan Ali Rahma, who helped Ala Hazrat in his achievements so much. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, had another brother. His name was Maulana Muhammad Raza Khan. He was the youngest. Maulana Muhammad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ali. Maulana Hassan Raza Khan passed away in 1326 Hijri. After that, for 14 years, Ala Hazrat passed away in 1340 Hijri. So for the 14 years after Maulana Hassan Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ali, passed away, the responsibility to take care of all of these affairs of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma fell on the shoulders of Maulana Muhammad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And during this time, Ala Hazrat wrote many books. He was a prolific author, as we know. And Maulana Muhammad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ali, just like Maulana Hassan Raza Khan Ali Rahma, had this love for Ala Hazrat and what he was doing. He wanted to create every ease for him. He wanted him to be independent from all of these dunyavi, worldly worries in relation to home, familial matters, matters regarding tijara, the lands that they owned, etc. And he took care of all of this. Maulana Muhammad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, was also a great scholar. He studied with Ala Hazrat. And it states that he in particular was an expert in Ilmul Mirath, the laws of inheritance. And the fatawa that would come to Darul Ifta Bareli Sharif in regards to Ilmul Mirath, he would answer them. The son of Ala Hazrat, Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan, who is known as Mufti Azam Hind, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he married the daughter of his chacha, his uncle, Maulana Muhammad Raza Khan. He married the daughter of Maulana Muhammad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Maulana Muhammad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ali, passed away in 1338 Hijri, just a couple of years before Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma departed from this world. Ala Hazrat had a total of two brothers, as we've just mentioned, and three sisters. One of the sisters passed away in her youth, and as for the two remaining ones, they were older than Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ali. Ala Hazrat was the third of all the siblings. He was the third eldest. He was older than his brothers, but younger than two of his sisters. But in terms of the maqam, obviously, there's no comparison, not to be disrespectful, but everyone knows Ala Hazrat's maqam was greater than all of them. And even the sisters, the brothers, they would do rujur to the court of Ala Hazrat. They would ask him for advice, even though he wasn't the eldest. It just goes to show the amount of respect they had for him. So this family of Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ali, were amazing, unique, filled with ishq Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with this jazba to serve the deen. Now let's move on to the teachers of Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ali. He didn't have a long list of teachers. Some people, they study with 10 teachers, 50 teachers, 100 teachers, and they make a note of that, they document it. But Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ali, he had a few teachers. He studied initially at the feet of his father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, Rahimahullah, who was a great scholar of the time, Ra'isul Mutakallimeen. And most of his knowledge, about 21 sciences, he learned from his father. Apart from him, he had a teacher known as Allama Ghulam Qadir Baigh, Rahmatullahi Ali. He was one of the first teachers of Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ali. Ala Hazrat learned Ilmu Sarf, some books of Ilmu Sarf, morphology from him. But when Ala Hazrat excelled, surpassed many people in his time, the very same teacher, Ghulam Qadir Baigh, he came to study Fiqhul Hanafi with Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma, and in particular the book Hidayah. Those who know that's the Nizami and the book Hidayah, it's a very important book. He studied that from his own student Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma. So from one aspect, he is a teacher of Ala Hazrat. From the other aspect, he's a student of Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma as well. But it just goes to show people did taslim and they acknowledged Ala Hazrat was unique, was an immense teacher, someone who had an ocean of knowledge, subhanallah. Allama Ghulam Qadir Baigh, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he was a very humble person, that was in his nature, and he was a very close friend of Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He would respect Ala Hazrat a lot. Maulana Zafaruddin Bihari, rahmatullahi alayhi, a student of Ala Hazrat, he writes in Hayate Ala Hazrat, Maulana Mirza Ghulam Qadir Baigh, rahmatullahi alayhi, was white in terms of his complexion. And whenever he would come to Ala Hazrat, rahmatullahi alayhi, Ala Hazrat would respect him. He would stand in honor of him. And even though he taught Ala Hazrat, he himself would ask questions in the court of Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And if you read Fatawa Razviya Sharif, you'll find numerous questions where the Mustafti, the questioner is this very same scholar, Mawlana Ghulam Qadir Baig Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Subhanallah. And in one book in particular, Tajallil Yaqeen Bi Anna Nabiyyana Sayyidul Mursaleen, in which Ala Hazrat beautifully explains how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all the prophets, is the leader of all the prophets, the master of all prophets and messengers alayhi salam. The questioner was who? Allama Ghulam Qadir Bayt Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He was the questioner. And the question was that some people, they say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't the master of all the prophets, or isn't. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi answered, he wrote a risala, a book, in which he mentioned 10 ayat, 10 blessed verses of the Quran in support of his mawqif, his position that the Prophet ﷺ is the master of all prophets, and 100 ahadith. He used 100 ahadith to prove that the Prophet ﷺ is the greatest of all prophets and the master of all prophets alayhi wasalam. A few of the teachers, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, studied some books from Allama Abdul Ali Rampuri, rahimahullah ta'ala. He was a great scholar, an eminent scholar of his time. And similarly, he studied some lessons of tasawwuf from his own murshid, spiritual guide, Sayyiduna Ali Rasul Marahrawi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And also, he studied from the student of his murshid, Mawlana Abul Hasan Nuri. What in particular? He studied Ilmul Jafar and tasawwuf as well. So majority of the knowledge that Ala Hazrat studied was from his father, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi alayh. And when he went to Makkah al-Mukarramah, we know he went to perform Hajj twice. Whilst there, he studied Hadith, Ilmul Hadith, from the senior scholars. And inshallah, we'll mention this in a separate episode when we cover Ala Hazrat's journey to Haramain Sharifain, inshallah. And those ulama, they knew the maqam of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma as well. They knew that, and we'll cover this in detail, inshallah. So this was just a brief intro to the brothers of Ala Hazrat, how they played a crucial and key role in the life of Ala Hazrat, serving the religion of Islam. He was the grand reviver. Alhamdulillah, his brothers played a great part in that. We heard about some of the teachers. Ala Hazrat didn't have an extensive list of teachers, a few teachers, but he studied properly. He studied sincerely for the right cause, and alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala granted him al-ilmun nafi'. We pray in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us true love for him, Jalla Jalaluhu, his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the awliya, including Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, and he grants us tawfiq to remain steadfast upon the maslak of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi. Ameen, bijahin Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Guiding souls with wisdom's grace, guiding souls with wisdom's grace, a grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace, a grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace.